With Sunday's state budget deadline looming, Governor Gavin Newsom and state legislators are at odds over how to address California's $12 billion deficit. The governor wants to cut Medi-Cal and other social programs, while Democrats prefer borrowing from state funds to preserve key services. One of the most contentious proposals involves cuts to in-home supportive services, or IHSS. Newsom's plan would eliminate in-home care for undocumented immigrants and reduce overtime hours for caregivers, cuts that have drawn opposition from both parties. Republicans rallied at the state capitol Tuesday, Assemblymember Jeff Gonzalez of Southern California explaining how the cuts would affect his own family.
And like so many families across California, we rely on IHSS to give him the care he needs to live safely and with dignity in our home. My office has heard from families across the state who are terrified. These cuts could force them to make an impossible choice: continue providing care with no backup, or place their loved one in an institution. That's not a choice any family should have to make.
Lawmakers also rejected Newsom's controversial plan to fast-track the $20 billion Delta Tunnel project. The proposed 45-mile tunnel would transfer water from the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta to farms and cities statewide. Senator Jerry McNerney, who represents the Delta region, strongly opposes the project.
I think it's a bad project. It's going to cost a lot more than people think. It's going to hit their pocketbooks. It's going to be incredibly disruptive. It'll destroy at least one or two towns. I don't think it's going to provide that much better service or certainly no additional water. So I think there's other ways to achieve the goals of that project without nearly the cost or the disruption.
Fast-tracking the project through the budget would bypass the usual legislative process. Assemblymember Lori Wilson wants more transparency.
And so I hope through the legislative process, we can look at this policy. It could be transparent, and we can understand the implications both on our environment and on the fiscal health of so many Californians, especially when we're having discussions around affordability. But what I also hope is that what will come to light is long-term equitable solutions, because that's what we need as it relates to modernizing our water infrastructure, ensuring that we have proper water storage, and that we're being good stewards of the money we've already been given in prior propositions as it relates to water infrastructure.
One area where the governor and lawmakers appear to agree is on Medi-Cal cuts for undocumented immigrants. Newsom's proposal would raise premiums for current undocumented enrollees and freeze new coverage for new undocumented applicants. The legislature kept these cuts in their plan, though they lowered the premium increases and allow immigrants who lose coverage for non-payment to re-enroll. Many Democrats publicly opposed the cuts, but the supermajority could not agree on an alternative. At a Tuesday press conference in Los Angeles, lawmakers and community leaders spoke out against the plan. Myra Alvarez, president of the Children's Partnership, noted the timing is particularly concerning given ICE raids in California and across the country and the resulting protests.
At a time when all eyes are on our state, California must show that immigrant families are worth fighting for. We recognize and appreciate the incredible effort made by the legislature in their proposal. But the truth is that the proposal still perpetuates the notion that some lives matter more than others.
The legislature's budget also eliminates $6.75 million in funding for the California State Library Parks Pass program. While Sunday marks the official budget deadline, in recent years, lawmakers have approved placeholder legislation and continued negotiations with the governor in the following weeks, a pattern expected to continue this year. For KPFA, I'm Alice Audison.